Kiddushin Yerushalmi corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Mem. We begin the Yerushalmi and Daf Chaf Gimel, Amud Aleph, at the end of the third line with the words Haya Mechfion. Haya Mechfion, what happens if a person has exactly half merit and half liability? Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina says Hashem bears the sin, which means he lifts the side of liability, thereby tipping the scales towards merit. Rabbi Bo Amar, he asked the question, Noifexiv, Makosh Boko Oise, if so, the pasuk should have said he bears sins. Why does it say he bears sin? To teach that he grabs away one of his sins, thereby tipping the scales to the side of merit. Amr Blaza, Blaza said, he asked a question. We say in Tehillim in Perek Samach Beis in pasuk Yud Gimel, Ulecha Hashem Chesed Ki Ata Tshalem Leish Kemaaseu, and to you Hashem is kindness, as you pay a man according to his deeds. Why is that referred to as an act of kindness? V'in leisle ad yaev le min didach. The answer is, because if the person does not have merit, Hashem, you give him from your own. He date de Blaza ama v'rav chesed melamed shu mate klape chesed. And this is the opinion of Blaza, who said, he is great if kindness means that Hashem tips the scales to the side of kindness. The Gemara asks the question of Yirmiya ama Rav Shmuel bar Yitzhak. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzhak says, boy, the pasuk says in Mishlei in Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Vav Stoker Titzal Tam Derech V'Rasha Tisalef Chatas. Charity will guard one who is upright in his way, and evil will corrupt the sinner. And then the pasuk in pasuk of Aleph, it says Chatoim Tirodef Ra'ah V'Sadikim Mishalem Toiv. Evil pursues the sinners, and the righteous will be rewarded with good. And now pasuk in Shmuel Aleph in Perek Beis in pasuk Tes. He guards the steps of his pious ones, and the evil are silenced in the darkness. And now, psukim in Mishlei, Perek Gimel, psukim lamadad and lamadhei, im leleitzim hu yalitz ulanovim yiten chein, kvoit hacham yincholo uksilim, meyim koloin, v'sagyan sagya, v'taran turiya, v'kine sagyan sagya, v'taran turiya. That it says in Mishlei, if drawn to the scoffers, he shall scoff, and if he's drawn to the humble, he will find favour. The wise inherit honour, and the fools bring about the disgrace. So the Gemara comments, when there's a ready offence, they add more. When there's a breach, the breach grows, and we're learning it from the following, Rabbi Yirmi b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzhak, Shemes Atzman min Aveira, Pam Rishona, Ushnia, Ushlishis, Mikam Be'elech, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mashamroi. Rabbi Yirmi, quoting Rav Shmuel bar Yitzhak, said, if a person guards himself from a sin once, twice, and a third time, Hashem will then guard him from transgression. And the pasuk earlier is that when a person made fences for himself, Hashem will come and add an additional fence. Ma'atayim, what's the source for this concept? Iyov, Lamad Gimel, pasuk Choftes, Hein Kol Eile Yifal, Kel, Pamayim, Sholosh, Im Geber. Behold, Hashem does these things with a man two or three times. Means after a person guards himself two or three times, Hashem then comes and guards him. Amr Bizeira of the Chud, the Yesev Le, this is only true, says the Bizeira, when the person does not return to his bad ways. Because the Pasuk says in Koheles, in Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud Beis, Achut HaMashur Shalei La'olam Yenatek. And a three-ply thread is not easily snapped. Enksiv Kan Ela Loi B'Meheiri Yenatek, in a Trachta Aluya Misaku. The Pasuk didn't say it cannot be snapped, or rather, it is not easily snapped. We learn from here that if a person repeatedly sins, the thread of his protection from sin can snap. Rabbi Chuna, b'shem Rabbi Abo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein lefanav shichra, ha'bnei Yisrael nase shoychachon. Rabbi Abo says that Hashem does not forget, but in regards to Yisrael, it's as if he does forget. Ma time, and what's the source for this? We quote the pasuk in Micha, in Perek Zayin, in pasuk Yud Ches. Mikel kamoicha noisa oven voivar pesha, nosaksiv. The pasuk says, who is God like you who bears iniquity and overlooks transgression? The pasuk says the word noise without the letter vav, and it's understood that if it is as if it said nasha, which means to forget. V'chein David hu oimer, and so says David HaMelech in Tehillim, in Perek Pehei, in pasuk Gimel, Nasasa Avin Amacha Kisisa Kochatosam Sela. You bore the iniquity of your people, you've covered all of their sins, Sela. The word Nasasa is understood as Nashasa, meaning you've forgotten one sin, thereby allowing the scales to tip on the side of merit. Hadnalach Perek Haisha Niknis.